two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome into Cougar Sports Saturday. Show is rolling along. We're at the midway point of the program. It's Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. And whenever we get to this part of the program, you know what time it is.
The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
Top 5 always brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. If you need a business valuation, contact econpartners.com today. So Matt and I realized that our producer, the maestro of the Top 5, Dallin Graff, was gone. He was at the land of Taysom Hill. He was in
beignets, shrimp.
He was in New Orleans. So we have to now, the host of the Top 5 this segment is our board op, Dave Meekham, who is a public enemy number one to Jonathan Tavernari because of
what?
A couple weeks ago, the Top 5 with the top international players. But that's a whole different conversation. Dave Meekham, what do we got on tap today for the Top 5?
Well, we kind of struggled with this a little bit because not being 100% familiar with everything Dallin has done over the years, I kind of came up with one, and I just heard back from him. I texted Dallin, said, have you done this topic before? And he said, maybe.
So, oh, jeez.
Really nailing it down to help us out. But what I did is kind of just still basking in the afterglow of the NFL draft.
Yes, NFL, let's go.
And knowing that this would be super popular on the show today, I found a list online, and to kind of shield me from any of the, you know, bitter insults that Dallin has suffered over the recent weeks with everything that's gone on. We are in football, not BYU basketball, but I found a list. This comes from NFL.com.
Okay.
So if you have problems with this list, you're ire can be directed in that direction, okay?
Great, perfect.
So I have a list. Now, they listed the top 10. Obviously, I've taken the top 5 from the NFL's list. This is the top 5 BYU players all time in the NFL.
Okay.
Okay? I think this list is going to be somewhat easy if we don't kind of notch it down a little. And so I want them in order.
Okay.
Okay.
I want the NFL, NFL.com's order.
Okay.
So we need to go. We need to announce what pick in the top 5 it is, and then the name.
We can just start with the position. Let's start with number 1. I think this is going to be pretty darn easy. So why don't you? And whose turn is it to go first?
I think Mitch should go. Mitch can have it.
All right. Mitch. So number 1, The only man that's been named to the Pro Football Hall of Fame from BYU, Steve Young.
Exactly right. And that was going to be the given from this point on. We'll see.
Okay.
All right. Back to Matt. First, can we just say, there's any other consideration would just be absurd. I mean, what he did throughout his career, and what's so interesting to me about Steve Young's career, Mitch, is just how phenomenal of a passer he became, because he wasn't that good of a passer at BYU, and by the end of his professional career, he was arguably one of the best passing quarterbacks of all time. I mean, he just threw a beautiful pass during his time with the 49ers.
That is definitely true, and for listeners out there, Steve Young is a fantastic interview. He was great last week, gave some great insight into the BYU football program and opinions, so go check that out on our podcast feed. Cougar Sports Saturday, Matt had a great interview with Steve Young. So, number two, Matt.
Okay. Part of the reason I talked about Steve was to stall a little bit, to just get the brain going a little. I'm going to go number two, Jim McMahon.
Oh, okay. Wow. Let's see here. How about this man stumped me in one of the NFL top fives over the last 6 weeks or so. How about Bart Oates?
you're gonna kick yourself when this is done on that one.
Oh, geez. Okay, number two. Let's try Kyle Van Noy.
Okay, I got a chance to redeem myself. Brad Oates. Oh,
jeez. Both in the NFL though, right?
Yeah.
Both great linemen.
Okay, this doesn't seem right, but it's very special teams of me to do it. Number two, Lee Johnson.
Would you have to say that, I think, after the past recent weeks.
Okay, let's – Todd Christensen. There we go.
Ah, yes.
Raider, which is why I said, you know.
Yeah.
You,
okay,
of all people.
Fair enough.
All
that's,
right.
That's legitimate. That's
lead.
Legitimate.
All right, Matt.
I think
number
it's back
three.
To Mitch, actually, here.
No, it's back to me.
To win it all. Yeah.
All right, back to me.
Okay, I think 2-0 lead, we ought to go to Matt. Especially
okay.
You
okay,
got
yeah,
the
let's,
line,
let's go.
Right?
Yeah, go all ahead.
Right. Let's keep this interesting here.
It's a gentleman's game, Matt. Okay. We won't be cutthroat here. Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm gonna go back to one of my favorite tactics of the top five, stealing one of Mitch's missed answers. Let's go number three, Bart Oates. Yes, it's tried and true. What a tactic, baby.
Jeez.
Yes, okay. So Bart Oates, number three. Great
That's a good
center,
one.
Long-time
yeah.
center. Played a long time in the NFL.
And he was with the Giants, and I want to say, if memory serves me right, I think we talked about this before, but an NFL alumni director. I think he's like still part of the NFL and makes sure that the alums get better benefits still to this day, because there's been so many guys that have battled CTE over the years, and he's been kind of an advocate to fight for those guys to get some benefits from the NFL, who benefited greatly off them, because back in the day they weren't making these millions of dollars of salaries like Zach Wilson. And when he signs that contract, he's getting $22 million straight cash, homie. He's not having to work another day in his life if he doesn't want to. Back in the day, they weren't getting those type of contracts. So, yeah, that's good stuff. Brad Oates there.
All right, Mitch, 2-1 lead. Back to you.
Let's go Jim McMahon.
Oh, I got to check my list here. And
give him
yes!
the
right.
Oh!
I took Matt's answer. It feels good. Let's go.
Oh.
That's good. Yeah, Jim McMahon. You can't go wrong with Jimmy Mac. I will say, that was one of my career highlights, working here at KSL back in December, interviewing him, and we played the interview here on the show. Like, I'd never got the chance to talk with Jim McMahon, and interviewing him and talk about the Miracle Bowl. It was the 40-year anniversary of that. That was pretty cool. And just that he still cares about BYU football, because he could have been easily a guy that left BYU and just said, I'm done with that place. But like, Tom Holmoe's done a great job in making sure that he still feels part of the BYU football family. His jersey's retired. And in the NFL, really, was he the last great Chicago Bears quarterback? Like the New York Jets are looking for their next Joe Namath. It feels like the Bears are still looking for like their next Jim McMahon. Like, they haven't had great success at the QB position since that 1985 Super Bowl shuffle team.
All right, so we still have one open here, Matt. If you want to try and just salvage some credibility on this, Mr. NFL man.
Hey, I'm coming off a 4 winning streak of the top 5. I don't need to salvage anything. All right,
who's number 5? Take a shot.
Number 5. Let's go with let's just keep recycling names that we've already been throwing out. Lee Johnson.
I love that you stick with your guy, though.
I'm going to go.
No love for the special teams. I mean, forget that he had an 18-year career. And, I guess longevity doesn't matter. So
let's see here. I think this is wrong, but I'm going to say it just for the heck of it, because he did spend more than a dozen years. Ty Detmer.
Number 5. I'll just give you the rest of the list here. Number 5, Brett Kiesel.
Oh, okay.
That's
a good pick.
NFL list. Yeah.
Number 6 is a guy I actually crossed paths with last week, Chad Lewis.
Awesome.
That was my next guess, Chad. Just one outside of the top 5.
Yeah. Number 7, John Tate.
Okay, yeah. He was awesome.
Number 8, Vi Sekakahema.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I've got a bone to pick with this already.
Uh-oh.
It's just like, where's the current guys? I'm sorry, but Kyle Van Noy's had a better career than Vi Sekakahema. I'm sorry.
And it is possible that this list is a little old. I looked for a date on it, and I couldn't find one.
Fair enough.
And
okay,
it could just be
enough.
A little out of date, so we'll cut him that much.
And, hey, Vi Sekakahema knocked out Jose Canseco in a boxing match, okay?
That's not a football.
Last I checked, Kyle Van Noy hasn't done that. Okay, until he's knocked out Jose Canseco, he cannot be on this
list. This list is from the NFL.
All right, number 9, Mark Wilson.
Okay.
And rounding out the list at number 10, Dennis Pitta. And my gripe is, where is John Denny?
Yeah.
If you want to talk about longevity,
I knew the
teams,
Miami Dolphins were going to come in here somehow.
Listen, if you can make a case for a kicker, I can make a case for a long snapper.
I always point to John Denny. He played, you would know this better than me, Dave, but didn't he play more games with the Dolphins than Dan Marino?
I think that's right. I'm not positive, though. I haven't seen that. I haven't looked it up. But he also set a record, I believe, right there at the end of his career for games started without missing a game. I mean, it's phenomenal. The guy quietly was around the league forever and, of course, cooked up with the Saints last year.
Mm-hmm.
Ended the season on their practice squad. Who knows if he comes back this year?
Yeah, hopefully he can get back in the NFL. But you know what? I do think Matt is right that some of the current guys – when maybe their careers are done, that list is going to be put together with a lot of new names, I think, in the near future. Because Kyle Van Noy, hopefully Taysom Hill, hopefully Zach Wilson, maybe Jamal Williams being revitalized in Detroit. He can find his way onto that list. So the great thing is that there's a lot of BYU players in the league. You're talking about now 24 guys with a chance in the National Football League from BYU. A couple years ago, it felt like they were few and far between BYU guys in the league. So, great list. That was a lot of fun, Dave. Appreciate you doing that. And it's always brought to you. Always brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. Need a business valuation? Contact Econ Partners today. You know what? I think Dallin might be. He might be getting, what is it? Wally Pipped? He's out. He's injured. For you. Like, he might be getting replaced. Did a good job, Dave. So thank you for that.
And, hey, I got to interject quickly. Denny is second all time. So it is Dan Marino, 242. Denny, number 2 at 224.
Okay.
Oh, thanks for looking that up. It doesn't surprise me. Dan Marino is very durable.
Yeah. Denny was close, though. The fact that he was within striking distance of Dan Marino, number of games played in the Dolphins, that's quite the accomplishment. But that was good stuff there in the top 5. Always one of our favorite segments, if not our favorite segment here on Cougar Sports Saturday. It's, again, always brought to you by Economic Partners. We got to take a break, though. On the other side, we'll get to some more BYU football talk and read some of your texts here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.